Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land, this is me, Grill, and Laurie. Hello, Laurie.
Hello there. And I understand Brian is not going to be calling in.
I don't
just
think so.
Us.
Just us. Like,
oh, boy.
Like the old times. Just like the old times.
Exactly.
Welcome to the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show. And yes, believe it or not, this is awful.
Bizarre.
Out of bacon. We ran out of bacon, Laurie.
I know. I heard you in the drawers going like, I'm like, what's he looking for? What's he doing there?
Unbelievable. Well, here's what I did. I wrapped potatoes in bacon. And what I do is I take potatoes and wrap each individual potato in bacon. And those are always excellent, and we had those, and I just completely forgot and went to the store and actually bypassed the bacon section and didn't pick up any more bacon, but it's just like, holy cow. I mean, running out of bacon, it'd be like McDonald's running out of French fries. Anyway, we survived. We got none in the house, but I was like old Mother Hubbard. But this morning, instead of having bacon for breakfast, I had sausage, which were actually good. Jalapeno.
That was an amazing concoction.
Thank you very much.
I don't know how you do it. I'm like, how did you do it?
That's called improvising. So we'll survive. Tomorrow we're going to Wally World, as our good friend Brian calls it, and we'll get some bacon, and all will be well with the world. And yeah, we can pick on Brian. Is there anything we want to pick on Brian about since he's not here?
No, but it's kind of... just so bad when we don't have the czar with us. The czar, what do you call him? The czar of normal life?
Yeah, the czar of normal life, whatever he does now. I mean, every one of his pictures now, it's just too healthy for me. So,
stop.
I know.
So you have to make up for it with, you know, your stuff.
Yes, and I do. I do a fine job.
And
healthy
is
not my middle name, that's for sure. Hey, before we...
But, you really... Oh, go ahead.
Well, go ahead. Now, before you really what? What were we gonna say?
I was gonna say you really should tell the audience though, because you know me. I for someone who doesn't like to cook, I'm always like fascinated when all of a sudden, like I hear you in the kitchen, and I can, you know, I know you're cooking something, and you come out with this dish. You call me, and I'm like, we had nothing in the house, but you took, I forget you took. we did have some things. I shouldn't say nothing, but the things you had, we have some leftover broccoli, frozen broccoli,
yep.
Onions. potatoes.
Yeah.
I think it was a green pepper in there, a little pepper.
Yeah,
right?
And some panko and some pierogi.
Oh,
you
know, that might have been the, okay.
Yeah, and I made a casserole, and that didn't turn out too bad, did it?
It was so good. It was so, the way you got the potato all like crunchy, and was there a little bit? There was no bacon in it, though. No, there was no bacon, right?
No, there was no bacon in that.
Yeah.
No, you have to come up with something. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, if you give me, three or four different, kind of like, what's that show called? I forget the
what's
show.
What's in the Pop cupboard?
Stuff. Yeah, what's in the cupboard that we used to play. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
you just got to improvise and figure something out. Hey, before we go into food news, I did want to, because we always talk about it at the end of the show, I did want to mention Laurie's book, MyHappyBooks.com, her set of books, children's books, and I want to bring it up at the beginning of the show, because tell everybody what they said at the local library.
Oh, I was started crying. She said that they can't keep the books on the shelves, that they literally fly off the shelves. And she
That's
said
great.
She has all six of them display, they stand up, and she said when the little kids come in, especially the girls, she said it's the pink. She goes, they're attracted to all the pink books. And the grandchildren, and it's unbelievable. And I'm going to be doing this event called Reading. I think it's at the zoo.
Yeah.
I'm fine. They're going to send me all the information, but they want me to participate. It's supposed to be really good. I mean, it's a packed house. So I'm excited about that coming up the end of April. And then there's something in July. I'm going to be participating with a lot of book things with children. So it's nice. It's what I want. Like I said, I don't want to be everywhere. I want them to be with
Kiki. Well, it's good to hear when they can't keep them on the shelf at the library. So that was what you were looking for anyway. And if you haven't
mm-hmm.
looked at this whole self-promotion, and since it is our radio show,
Aww.
We can do this, who cares? But go to myhappybooks.com.
you.
You can find Laurie's books, and they're great. And she's really worked hard, and she's got some projects she's working on. So I just think you need to, today you were selling them out of the back of your car. You're like that guy pulls up with the jewelry in New York and opens up the trunk and starts, you were selling books out of the back of your trunk this morning.
I know, and it wasn't even meant that way. I was at church and it's Easter time, so a couple of the ladies asked if they could buy them for their grandkids in an Easter basket. I said, what a great idea. I never, I didn't think about it. I don't have kids, so I don't think that way. But they, three of the ladies, a couple of ladies bought three books, so it was really nice, for the basket, so it made me feel good.
Yeah, it was really nice. I mean, usually, when you came home, this is what she said. She goes, I made money at church, and I'm like, Laura, you're not supposed to reach into the offering plate and take money, but I guess she stole the books. So anyway, check out her book, MyHappyBooks.com. Now you're welcome. Now we got to go talk about
mm-hmm.
food, and I've got this new thing that I'm doing, which we started last week, which I kind of like it. It's like headlines, it's food headlines, and it's not not real in depth type stories. And that's where you come in, Laura, with your but there you go. That's the word I was trying to think of. Snippets. So we're going to be doing this every week. We're going to be doing a snippet. Of just kind of like food news that's going on out there. You may have heard it or you may not have, but I think it's just kind of cool. So here we go. I was trying to find the theme music for the snippets of food news, but I can't find the theme music, so we'll do that next week. It's not working. Anyway. So what? Yeah, you want to hum it? Yeah, hum a few bars. Okay. The first headline snippet, as Laurie calls it, supercenters and traditional supermarkets aren't just losing market share to e-commerce. The main shift is that consumers no longer do all their shopping at one store. You know, when I read that headline, I thought, we don't shop at this one store. We shop at like three or four stores when we go food shopping.
We do.
So I guess it
what?
Used to be people would go to one store and buy all their groceries. Now people kind of like bounce all around, and we do
they
the same
do.
Thing.
Well, there's different things with like, when I go home and I do food shopping with my family and stuff, we'll go to, right now Trader Joe's burned down, but we would go to the Trader Joe's for some things. And then we would go to ShopRite, and then we'd go to King's for our fish, because King's supermarkets have wonderful fish. So, yeah, we would. It's very common in New Jersey, very common. So I'm sure it's all over. If people are, you know,
well, I know,
close enough to the stores. We don't have, you know, too many without driving too far, but.
I know in Europe, they go, people go like once a day to the store, and it says a rising number of consumers report having no primary grocery store, and consumers at all demographic levels will continue to shift to smaller but more frequent trips with an increased focus on product quality and nutrition. So I thought that was a cool headline, and a trend in the food market. Here's one that you'll find interesting, Laurie. Eating carrots may reduce the risk of breast cancer. According to a study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, researchers found consuming carrots or drinking carrot juice regularly can reduce the risk of developing breast cancer in women. This is pretty big, too, up to 59%. The reduction was attributed to the presence of vitamins and, of course, that famous carotene. So not only is it good for your eyes, it's good for you. Keeping you from having breast cancer.
That's a huge number.
Big
59%.
59%.
Wow.
So I thought that was pretty cool. Here's another headline in the food news. The California avocado crop could be up 40% higher than last year. Growers in the state expect
to
produce.
I don't mean to interrupt. I'm just thinking, didn't we do a food news not that long ago, though, that California was losing money because of the avocados? So now all of a sudden it's doing well.
This is less about how much money they're making and more about how much they're producing. Yeah, the avocados from Mexico, you've probably heard that commercial, avocados from Mexico, but they've come into the U.S. and it brought the prices down. Of course, we don't see that here. My God, what do they charge for, like $1.49 a piece or $1.79 a piece here?
Yeah, remember the time I took a picture when I was in New Jersey at King's? And I sent it to you for one. It was $3.99 at the King supermarket for the avocado, and you couldn't believe it. I know. You're like, are you kidding?
In California, you can get them for a quarter a piece, and sometimes less than that. But anyway, they've got the biggest crop, 40% larger than last year. So I guess that good news is that probably means the price of avocados will be going down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sales of snacks increased. This is weird, too. 17.4% to $145 billion in the last 5 years, driven by consumers interested in products that are perceived as healthier, according to whoever these people are, Euromonitor International. Energy and nutrition bar sales, listen to this number, energy and nutrition bar sales grew 87.5% in the last five years. Yogurt increased 26.8%, nuts rose 34.7%, and fruit bars grew 16.5%, according to the Financial Times. So,
holy cow.
I know. Well, I guess everybody's on the go, and they're eating more healthy.
On the go.
And the snack business is booming because of it. Okay, here's another. I like these quick stories. Those long stories.
Can I interrupt for a second? I want to throw something out there. I'm laughing because your mom sent me these things called Belvita. I was telling Brian, I think, on the radio a couple of weeks back that they're just these little tiny, I guess, whole grain crackers. They're so good. There's four in a pack. They're not fattening. As a matter of fact, if I sound like I was chewing, I was eating one with a cup of tea because I didn't have my cup of tea today, so I'm having it now. But they're so good. And see, it's a perfect snack, and I have one in my car. I keep one in my car in the glove compartment if I'm driving and I feel hungry. So I can see why people are doing this.
Well, thanks for sharing that. Speaking of Brian and healthy, normal living, I think we've got him calling in. I thought he wasn't going to call in. Hello, Brian. Brian.
Oh, hello. Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. I was on hold for 10 minutes, and the conversation was so riveting, I fell asleep.
I can't believe you're here. This is wonderful.
Yeah,
thank
heavens for air travel and all the stupidity and all the money we pay. I mean, I don't know if you have these experiences, but it seems every time my wife goes away, there's drama. But made all the connections. We got home and managed to eat dinner, and yes, I'm here.
Really? amazing.
Well, you know what, Brian?
It's kind of sad to have you on the radio with us.
And, Brian, you know what? I know, actually, I was reading, and I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention to the phone lines, but everything you do is drama, whether it be eggplant or going to the airport or whatever.
No.
Yes, it's always drama.
Please, I'll have to listen to the first 10 minutes of the show to hear how much you went
you
after
to.
Me while I wasn't
going. You won't
going.
Want to, Brian. No, he talked about bacon. Believe me, you don't want to.
Yeah, but only briefly. I didn't talk
about
it.
Well, I had
a
feeling that he would because I saw what he posted.
He
yeah,
was hemming and hawing, and we ran out.
All right. Are you staying
I mean,
with us? Hey, are you staying with us the whole
assumed,
show?
I would assume so, but it's just a shame that you ran out of bacon and I've got bacon in my house.
Ooh.
That's amazing.
Ooh.
So where's the rub there?
No, yeah, really. Do you eat bacon anymore?
Of course
yes,
I do.
That he is. He's
oh.
just what? Not eating 10 pieces like you do.
I never ate 10 pieces at a time like he does.
No, I know. I'm saying he's just not doing that.
All right. Can we move on with our headlines? Brian, I don't know when you joined us, but we're now doing headlines, food news headlines, and I'm on the next one, which is eating yogurt can lower the risk of high blood pressure in women. This is pretty cool, too. According to the research presented in the American Heart Association Lifestyle 2016 Scientific Sessions, researchers found women who ate 5 or more servings of yogurt weekly had a 20% reduction in the risk of developing high blood pressure. That's a lot of yogurt, though.
Yeah, I got a Middle Eastern store around here that sells Lebni. I miss my Lebni yogurt. When I go home, I eat it, but here I can't find it.
Well, by the way, I just wanted to let you both know that I'm breast cancer-free because I eat plenty of carrots.
That's good to know.
Thank
I'm
God.
Glad to hear that. Okay.
Thanks,
Rob. The next is mine. The Senate introduced, you'll like this, Brian, the Senate introduced legislation rivaling the bill blocking states from issuing mandatory GMO labels. The bill will require manufacturers to disclose the presence of GMO on a product's nutritional fact panel, but would give them the choice on how they comply. This is what cracks me up. Here's a rule, but you can choose whether you want to do it or not. The legislation would also permit FDA to develop a symbol in cooperation with food manufacturers to indicate the presence of GMOs on packaging. Oh, boy, here we go. So we're going to have a little symbol, I guess, a GMO symbol that they're coming out with on package. Something else for you to read, Mr. Normal Living.
Well,
yep.
But you know what's going to happen? You know, I don't care about the GMOs. But
I know.
At least I am thankful for the fact that there are nutritional facts on packages. Because
I
a lot of people do have to read this stuff.
I don't
do.
Pay attention
no.
to them, but I'm glad they're there.
But I don't care. I don't care whether there's GMOs. But you know what's going to happen? It's like the USDA certifying anything organic. You know, it's the slush fund that people pay into, and then it
yep.
jacks the price of that organic thing up to being, you know, $5, $6, $7 more. You know, the wines. It's ridiculous how much more expensive organic wine is. So now that the packages are going to say no GMO, well, then that thing is going to cost $10 more.
Of course.
You know?
And speaking
so
of that.
It's just a racket to make. It's a racket to make money. I could care less about the GMOs. You know, but I would be upset if they banned, they took the nutritional facts off the packages.
They won't.
Right.
It's going to get to the point, Brian, that there will be a novel like War and Peace on every packaging, which is good. I'm in the packaging business, so but there'll be like this. You know how when you buy drugs and you have that thing that folds out and it's like folded up in a small little like it's almost like a scroll. Well, there'll be
yeah.
probably scrolls on all food packaging at some point.
I have an even better one. It'll
what?
Be a little computer trip. That you scan
you
with your
go.
Phone.
Oh! Hey!
You
and and then you have to read it off your phone.
They're probably working on that. I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
All right. Along that same line.
I have a snippet. Can I read a little quick snippet?
Yeah, you've messed up my intro like 7 times. Go ahead.
Intro? It's like 8:19 already. You're still introing?
He doesn't like to be interrupted, and since you were here, I wanted to interrupt him a couple times. You know, make it interesting.
Thank you for
such
doing
a
that. I was so worried that, you know, if the show was just the two of you, that probably wouldn't even get to say anything.
Well, I thought I have to, like, make it interesting if he just keeps reading and I don't, you know, and we don't banter a little bit.
Interrupt him as long as, many times as you like. I have your back on that one.
Thanks. Well, you know, I ditto. No, I just have a quick little snippet I thought I would throw in there. Did you hear, which I didn't hear, the latest dessert craze is basically a combination of ice cream and a donut. It's called the donut cone. Basically, instead of like waffle cones, it's made out of cinnamon sugar covered dough, and then they stuff it with ice cream, and they put chocolate on top.
Well, can I ask a question? Can I interrupt you? What in the heck does that snippet have to do with the GMO label that I was talking about?
That's because you don't care about your GMO label.
I want to make it fun. Doesn't that sound like amazing? I mean, here it is, Lent, and I'm, you know, everybody just gives up things, but I thought I'd throw that out there. Okay.
Yes, well, thank you. That was fun. That was really fun, Mari. Appreciate that. Okay.
I know.
Back, trying to get back on the segue back to where I was about the GMOs and labeling. In-N-Out Burger will stop serving beef raised with most antibiotics by the year. They don't know when. The company doesn't have a timeline for the transition, but will urge suppliers to speed up the process, reports the Oregonian newspaper. Anyway.
Oregonian?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. So, here we go. Everybody's getting into the antibiotics deal. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me started. Okay. Laurie, did you want to talk about donuts and ice cream again?
No, I was done. It was just a little fun snippet that I wanted to throw in with the GMO stuff.
All right. Maine lobstermen set a record for the total. I mean, just talking about jumping all around. Maine lobstermen set a record for the total value of the lobsters caught, with a haul worth $495 million in 2015, according to the State Department. Fishermen also topped 120 million pounds of lobsters for the fourth year in a row. Maine lobster topped $4 per pound at the dock for the first time since 2007. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
was that
I just heard that. I just
Isn't
heard
amazing?
That also. And it's like, it's, you know, they're like worried because they're, you know, they're not going to make as much money because they had to devalue the lobster because they had such a huge haul.
Right. But $4 a pound is actually $4 a pound for a lot. Maine lobster is actually pretty good, though, isn't it?
But that's what I'm saying. Is they had such a haul, the price of oil, you know, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. They had such a haul that they had to lower the price because otherwise they'd never sell these things in time. They're supposed to be fresh, you know. We're not talking about Red Lobster where, you know, you go in there and you get the frozen lobster. They're supposed to be fresh.
You know, speaking of Red Lobsters, I do love their biscuits, those cheese biscuits they have. What the heck is it? No.
Yeah, I see them at Costco, actually.
You what?
I see them at Costco. They have, like, the industrial size
package. Yeah, I know. You can buy them. They're still not as good, though. The ones they have at the restaurant are better. The ones in the box are not quite there. Something about those warm ones coming out of the oven at Red Lobster.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I can honestly tell you that I've never experienced it because I have never and will never eat at a Red Lobster.
And I can tell you that does not surprise me one iota either that you've never been in a Red Lobster.
I can't believe you've never been. I've actually been to a couple. I think they're really good, and those biscuits are amazing.
They are amazing.
You wouldn't want to do it much. Yeah, you couldn't do it much, you know.
I call it frozen lobster, so.
No, Brian, trust me. It's really good. For the money.
Good.
Yeah. It really
okay,
is.
Formula
and the shrimp,
food. I don't like formula food.
Newsflash. Brian's never been to a Red Lobster. Newsflash.
Yeah, and damn proud of it. Now we can move on.
Speaking of that, have you ever been to a Checkers drive-in or a Rally's?
Nope.
Neither.
I don't know where there is one. I don't even know where there is a Checkers.
Well, let me tell you. Checkers drive-in restaurants will open approximately 50 new Checkers and Rally's restaurants in 2016 with a focus on key markets such as California, Houston, Chicago, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. The chain's goal in these markets is to get two or three franchises to open 2 to 5 restaurants by the end of the year 2017. I've never been to one.
Are they related to Sonic at all?
No, I don't think so. Now, I've been to Sonic, but not Rally's and Checkers, so whatever.
But it's the same kind of concept where you drive up and you order. You know, I always wanted to go to Sonic, and we tried going once, and we couldn't figure out what to do. I felt completely stupid, and we pulled out of the spot and drove away because I'm like, okay, I mean, where does the food come from? You know?
Is that what one of the roller skates?
You drive into a spot, you talk into a box, and I'm like, okay,
well,
how am I going to get my money?
My unattended camera?
No, they have roller skate girls, don't they? Is that a Sonic?
I guess. I mean, I guess.
He drove away too fast. He wouldn't have known. They couldn't keep up with him. They tried to skate after him. Come back!
And
maybe next time I feel...
I have to correct myself because that was a very sexist statement. I said roller skate girls, roller skate people.
Oh, right.
Girl boy.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of that, Carl Jr. is aiming to open 150 stores in Japan over the next 10 years. The chain is confident that it can penetrate the market amid increasing demand for better burgers. It plans to open stores across Tokyo this year. I think that's cool.
I guess since Carl's Jr. is like the West Coast, it's closer to Japan, so they're going to call him Carl's Jr.
There
instead of Hardee's.
Go. That's probably why, yes, instead of Hardee's here. Okay, now
I wonder where the dividing line is. Can we find that out? where the border is from Hardee's to Carl's Jr.
You know what? We should write them and ask them that, because you're right. They're Hardee's on the East Coast and they're Carl's Jr. on the West Coast, but where do they draw the line? That's a great question. I'll email them tomorrow and find out.
Maybe they can have like a restaurant right on the border that's named like half Carl's and half Hardee's.
Carl's, here you go. Carl's, I like that. All right, now I know this story is going to really surprise everybody. They did a study, and it's amazing that the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics actually did a study. But did you know, protein-rich meals can help people feel fuller?
Oh, that's a shocker.
Gee. Researchers.
Are they kidding?
No, I'm serious. Researchers found protein activates hormones associated with causing meals with higher protein content to have a greater effect on fullness than those with lower protein. So there you go. Published in a news journal. Oh, okay. Let's see.
That
what
is
else?
So old hat.
It is, isn't it? But they paid for a study to prove that. Here you go, Laurie. You'll like this. A daily cup of tea may significantly improve heart health. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Sure, yes. Uh-huh.
According to a study presented at a meeting of the American Heart Association, researchers found those who drank a cup of tea daily, this is amazing number two, were 35% less likely to suffer from a heart attack or other major cardiovascular events and also had less calcium buildup in their heart coronary arteries. So there you
That's
go.
That's amazing. You know what I find interesting, and I don't know, maybe they should do a study on this, or maybe they have, I don't even know about it, but I find people who drink tea, not all day long, I'm just saying like maybe in the morning or afternoon, and the English too, and tend to be more thinner. I mean, everyone who I know who drinks tea tends to be more thinner, and I wonder if that has something, I don't know.
Maybe we should get lip.
I don't know. I know a lot of fat study. Chinese people that drink a lot of tea. So I think your theory just went out the door.
I think so. Thanks a lot. Put the kibosh on it.
Now, this is an interesting story along this kind of the same line of health, Mr. Normal Living. Children eat more vegetables at salad bars, part of a serving line. According to a study published by the Journal of Academy of Nutrition, researchers found middle school students consumed 5 times as many fruits and vegetables when offered food from a salad bar prior to the point of purchase compared to a salad bar outside of the serving line. Does that mean they're just too lazy to walk over to the other line? Is that what that means?
Yeah, I don't know, but I can't believe that kids would eat vegetables no matter what line they're in.
You know, you took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, I don't see kids going for the vegetables and there's other things. I always say when I go out to dinner, it's very rare that I'll get a salad. Very rare. Because I can have salad all the time, so, and it fills me. So I very rarely will get a salad at a restaurant.
True. But see, if that salad was in the same line, if you were like at a cafeteria-style food, which I don't see you going there anyway, but if you had a cafeteria-style restaurant, you might buy more salad and fruits, according to this study.
No. I would go more for, if it was shrimp, I'd go more for like the shrimp or something. No. Yep.
Well, you know, I don't do the salad bar thing, because you go to a restaurant and they say, well, for $3 more, you can get, you know, you can go to the salad bar. And I'm thinking,
you know what?
All that stuff has been sitting out there, and most of it. If I'm in a restaurant and they've got an interesting salad on the menu, yeah, I'm going to order a salad. But, you know, not just to have the house salad or go to the salad bar.
That's what I'm saying. It has to be something really interesting to me. Yep.
But they do have Brian, they have those sneeze shields up so that anybody sneezes on the food, it doesn't get on the food.
Stop.
Okay, remember last week we talked about the New York City chain restaurants having to put a mandatory salt warning on the menu?
Yes.
They changed their mind. A judge issued a temporary stay on that warning. Although the Department of Health will warn chains that do not comply with the required salt warnings, violations will not be issued during the stay. The city has until March the 18th to respond to the injunction. So somebody's fighting that big time. There's a stay now. Okay, let's see. Are we getting bored with these things? I got several more here.
No, you got good snippets.
All right, here's another one then. Conventional citrus growers are turning towards organic practices to meet rising consumer demand. We were talking about that earlier. Organic citrus sales, listen to this, rose 14% last year, prompting existing organic farmers to scale up production efforts as quickly as possible. In fact, I was in Fresno, California about 3 or 4 months ago, and there was several orange and tangerine companies that were completely changing over all their operations to organic. So the consumer asked for it, and they're getting it. 14% more last year, the sales rose. So everybody, all the conventional guys are now switching to organic. Like you said, Brian,
but
I think
it's
organic label is kind of deceiving, though.
But that's what I was about to say. It's like it's all about money. In the wine industry, you know how many farmers, great farmers, and I'm talking about big, big farms, farm organically now, but they're not USDA certified. So they can't get it. But if they pay into the rabbi that goes over there to their fields and blesses the fields and says, you are now kosher and organic, then they can get their $10 more a bottle.
Yep. Actually, I won't tell this story, but you're 1,000% correct, because in the packaging business, a rabbi can come into your place and bless it, and you pay him $4,000, and all of a sudden your packaging is kosher.
Yeah. It's all a racket.
How do you think all these wineries get awards from, you know, and big scores from Wine Spectator and Robert Parker and all those other yuppies that do, you know, that critique wine? It's money out of pocket. You know? You want to be in the top 100 restaurant wine lists from Wine Spectator? Good. Send them $100,000. You'll be there.
It's called
politics.
It's
all about money.
And that's what politics is all about, boys and girls.
I was gonna say, politics. Yep.
Yes. Okay, well, that's all the snippets I have. And, Laurie, did you have any more donut and ice cream stories or anything else you would like to share?
I have a couple of stories. That was just the one little snippet I had. And like I said, I wanted to break up the GMO thing, so I'd throw that in there. But it sure does sound good to me, the donut with ice cream. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Did you know staying active and getting enough sleep are important to maintaining your well-being? Did you know that? Did you know if you get good sleep?
You're kidding me.
and we didn't know it. And what brilliant publication did you get that one from?
This is brand new.
this is brand new information that we've never heard before.
This is hot off the press. That's what it says, folks. Yep.
Wow.
It says, including superfoods, and that helps, but including superfoods in your diet is another crucial factor to brightening your day. Mm-hmm. So here is a collection of the superfoods that will give you a boost and let's put your mind at ease.
Before you tell those, when you say superfood, you remember Super Sugar Crisp that had that big sugar bear? I grew up on that stuff. And yes. Is that what we're talking about here, superfoods? Or I assume something different, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know that there's only one superfood as far as grill is concerned. I'm curious to see if it's on the list.
No, it wasn't. This is all boring stuff.
Well, but
you're going to be so bored.
You realize that if you want to get fed tomorrow, you're going to have to add it to the list.
I do not eat as much bacon as him, though. He loves his bacon, but that's okay. This one, I was just saying, we never buy this. And I think, Brian, knowing you probably will, but Swiss chard. Do you buy Swiss chard?
I love it. I eat it all the time.
We got to buy Swiss chard.
Wait, let's talk about that. Because I saw that at the market the other day, and I thought, Swiss chard. So how exactly, what's the best way to cook that? Because isn't it kind of a strong vegetable?
Well, first of all, you actually want to know my opinion on what's the best way to cook something. Because I know how you're going to cook it, so whatever I say is not going to matter.
He'll take you up on it.
I'm trying to inquire and seeing, you know, inquiring minds want to know. Plus, I need to waste some time here because we got 6 minutes left. So how do you cook Swiss chard?
All right. The way I like to cook Swiss chard is kind of the same way that you would cook spinach, like wilt spinach. Little chopped onion, a little garlic, a little olive oil in a pan, and just like, you know, don't kill it. believe it or not, like kale or collards, Swiss chard is pretty good with a little bacon in the pan.
Oh, there you go.
His interest.
Yep.
That sounds amazing. I mean, anytime someone starts off with onion, garlic, and olive oil, I mean, they have to get hello because that's my favorite thing. You start putting that, and then you just add the Swiss chard and then some bacon. We have to buy this tomorrow.
Don't do garlic and onion and bacon. If you're going to do bacon, don't do garlic because they're just going to cancel, you know, the bacon's just going to cancel out the garlic. It's not even going to matter.
Laurie, don't listen to him. We'll use bacon and garlic in ours.
I love garlic. Garlic and everything.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right, what's the other
really
superfood?
No,
okay, Laurie, now we got 5 minutes. What's the other super? Another superfood?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you just say what Swiss chard, why it's good for you, would you like to know that? No.
Not really.
This leafy green, I'm going to tell it anyway, this leafy green has high levels of folic acid, which have been proven to be a strong mood study conducted. They discovered a connection between depression and low levels of folic acid. So if you want to spice up a meal with some delicious sauteed Swiss chard and onions, that's the way to do it to boost your, I guess, your happy mind.
After hearing Brian say how you cook it, it's not the Swiss chard that makes you happy. It's the bacon that makes you happy.
It's the bacon.
Whatever.
Like I said, you don't care what I have to say, and you don't care whether the vegetable is actually good for you or not, because you basically kill whatever vegetable you cook. So what's the difference? Just make a pan of bacon and forget the Swiss chard.
And I will when I get some.
Believe me, he'll be shopping tomorrow. He'll be buying what you told him. He'll do it.
Yes, I will. Okay, Laura, hurry up. We got 4 minutes. Go.
Asparagus, a versatile green veggie that can easily be roasted for a delicious addition. And, of course, he knows he can wrap it in bacon.
Yep, I was getting ready to say that.
Asparagus contains vitamin C. So vitamin C, which is very good for, colds and, oatmeal. This morning's staple is high in magnesium, and it has been proven to combat anxiety. It also has large amounts of soluble fiber that helps stabilize your mood swings. Okay?
You can't put bacon and oatmeal on all things, though, can you?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good. Almonds?
He'll do it. I promise you he'll do it.
I love wasabi onions. Almonds. Wasabi almonds with the, what's that, called onions.
All of these things are things I eat.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, what is that brand that makes all those different almonds? Blue Diamond?
Blue Diamond.
Oh, I love all those almond flavors. But they're really good for you, too. Okay. Very good
like
for maintaining
almonds.
Good brain health.
There you go.
Okay.
How many more superfoods do you have? We got 2 minutes.
Do I have to count them before I read them?
No, just do them fast.
Well, why do I have to? Well, I can continue next week.
No, hurry up. 2 minutes.
Dark chocolate, tomatoes. I won't even tell you why. Eggs and honey. How's that?
That's wonderful. Well, we're almost out of time, and Laura's dying to read why those are superfoods, but she'll wait till next week to tell you why those are superfoods. And Brian, thank you for joining. I'm glad you could make it.
Yes.
And we would have missed you if you weren't here. Do you have anything you would like to add? Anything earth-shattering, like that protein makes you fuller, or anything like that?
No, but I just want to tell Laurie that if Grill starts foaming at the mouth because he's going through bacon withdrawal today, please don't hesitate to get in your car and go. Drive to me. I'll put you up. But I'm just worried that he's going to become this irate caveman without his bacon.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he'll have it tomorrow. He'll be happy.
Yes, I'll be happy. Laurie, with my Swiss chard, too, I'll be very happy. Okay, Laurie, you got anything else you want to add?
No, I think I'm finished.
Wow, she's done. Okay, well, we got to go. Thank you for joining us. Come join us again next Sunday at the same time, same channel, and I'm sure we'll have some more interesting little tidbits to talk about.
Hey, spring ahead. I just thought of something.
Oh, boy, what?
Spring ahead.
Oh, that's
weekend.
Right. That's right. Next week will be an hour later, but not really on the clock. All right, we got to go. Have a nice one next week, and we'll see you next Sunday. And I'm going to play, who do I want to play? I don't know. Hunter Mark Monroe, Say Yes. See you guys next week.
Unanswered, left some traces of fear. Driving down the road tonight, southbound on 405. I'm moving on the path to gonna live and let die. Say yes, say yes. Been down that road to nowhere. Say yes, say yes. That's all I'm asking. Say yes, say yes. Oh, help me now. Da 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 da. Wash it all, wash away like oil in my palms. These memories seem like a bad dream. I'm falling down the rabbit hole. Nothing's what it seems. But I say yes.